Welcome to this week's sermon from Heights Worship Center. We believe God has something for you today. We hope this message encourages and inspires you.
Hallelujah. We missed last Sunday because we have to take extra rest for myself and Sister Rose. You know, we make our Sabbath from Friday, and we took the whole Sabbath for like about a week or two. And Sister Rose was just processing in her healing and wholeness. And today, we're just victorious in the Lord that we can be out in the house and be able to declare God's glory. Amen. Hallelujah. So when we go to our Bible study throughout the week, you know, there's a lot of conversation. We miss some of you to being there. But if you show up, you know, you would have a chance to be able to dialogue and converse with us and be able to see how the scripture and especially the preaching of the word is being applied, you know, into our daily lives. And with this new series is going to be different. The new series is Be Different. So I said, well, if that is the new series and new teaching that is going to come up in BEP, then let me say, Lord, help us to be able to not only make it different, but make a difference. I just want to recognize, by the way, suddenly I saw, Randy, you're okay? Thank you. Thank you for praying for Randy. He has to go to ER quickly. He has chest pain and all of that. But the Lord started to gave him x-ray and all of that. They didn't see nothing. So, Randy, thank you. Hallelujah for being here in church. In spite of being challenged in your health and situation, you decided to come up. So I shared this morning, and I took in Mike and Patty and said, you know, let's do something different to make a difference. All right, and come to think about it, and the first subject, you know, if you're looking at your BEP outline, say, be humble. Wow, what a way to be hit right there in the middle of the spot where everybody needs to realize that we sang about we want Jesus and how to follow Jesus in his humility. So today we'll break bread together as we have not only communion, but we will have communion through the word. How's that, right? Yeah. Pick up your mic, man. Yeah. Say word.
So, be different.
Yeah.
This is different. As I look out, Pastor called me like on Friday and be like, hey, by the way, you and Patty, you should go up there and this is what we're doing. And I was like, oh, okay, Pastor, sure, however... You know, however we could serve you and help and all these different things. I didn't realize the entirety of the whole program. So it's definitely going to be different. And as we got closer and closer, you know, getting out of the shower, I was like, honey, I'm getting a little nervous. And, you know, Patty, even though she's quiet, you know, she's the rock. That she is, and she said, hey, if God's going to be the one to take care of it, trust in God. So now praise God his word, that we can trust in him. So God, we thank you, Father, for this time.
Amen. Go ahead, Patty, lead us in a word of prayer. By the way, there's no script to this. Did you see how the worship went today?
Yeah.
There's no script either.
Amen.
Okay, so... Here we go, Patty, please. Okay.
Lord, we just thank you. We come before you, Lord. We open our hearts and our ears that we would hear your voice and know you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
That we would just come to seek your face, Lord, and that we would hear and download, Lord, the wisdom and knowledge that we need to move forward in the things that you've called us to do, Lord. That we wouldn't be afraid or distracted. That we would just trust you, Lord, that you... are going to give us the strength and to do the things that we need to whether we feel like it or not, Lord. We trust that you are our God and we are your children and that you have already provided for all of the things that we need. And I just pray, Lord, that as we move forward in the exciting adventures that you have for us, that we would continue to trust in you and do be the light to those around us of what it means to be your child. Yes. And we love you, Lord, and we thank you for this time. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen. Well, Sister Rose, I need to see for you to be able to share a little bit. You came out of this week from just being in bed all throughout the time, healing and bringing about the word today. I need for you to be able to just say a few words before we really get started. Oh. Yeah. Go ahead. We got two testimonies already, so third testimony will establish. Amen. Hallelujah.
By the word of their testimonies.
Come on.
Well, I just give God the glory for everything. And thank you, family, for just praying and praying and praying and praying, especially the prayer warriors. You know, sometimes I have to text them like in the middle of nowhere, like in the middle of the night or morning. And I just thank you for your faithfulness. God is so good. Amen. Hallelujah. It was tough. It was rough. It was something different. I was, Tin and I had been texting because we're going through battles right now. But there is one message I'm going to leave with you. Every time Dad would go to a big mission trip, big event, big something, I have to go through. I had been in like a lot of fight with hell. But this time, it was the cross. I went with Jesus. I went through scourging at the pillar. I went to Calvary, going up Golgotha. I went through the cross. Because it was my fault. I asked the Lord. I said, "You are so strong, God, when you went through the cross. How was it?" Wrong question, right?
Let me show you.
And I had to go through it. I cannot give you in details because it was so hard. And he said, "Rose, this is just a tint of what you're asking." And so I said, "Lord, forgive me. Forgive me, because I didn't realize how much our sins are the sins of the world that Jesus took on the cross for all. And I said, actually, I told Dad, I said, "This is so heavy. I've never had this before in our whole marriage life of 44 years. I've gone through a lot." But I said, "Jesus, this is the hardest. What do you want to do?" And he said, "That's what you ask. And that's what I'm going to give. But I usually go through this when Dad has a mission trip." And this time, oh, baby. Thank you. Thank you, sweetheart, Ian. And this time, he called 30 people. And this is not a joke. So Jesus is carrying 30 people and his shoulders and wait for miracles, guys.
Hallelujah.
I want you to expect miracles.
Yes. 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 Hallelujah.
I want you to expect miracles. I don't want you to play. This is not something that you have seen before. Because when I shared this to somebody, he said, in 10 days? I said, yes. So God gives you strength for all those 10 days. Be ready. Eat well, sleep well, do well. Because the Lord is with you.
Amen.
The blood of Jesus, this church is going to intercede for you every day. 24/7, whoever is awake beyond.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
I should have been sleeping by 10, but I've been sleeping at 2 or 3. And then 3 to 6 is Jesus time. So sometimes it's extended. So whenever the Lord wakes you up, you know, I was assigned to preach on the Sunday that everybody is gone. So we will be few, but remember, Jesus is here.
Amen.
We are few, but we are strong.
Yes, yes.
Remember that song. We are few, but we are strong. We will intercede for them, for those 10 days. And when I shared this to somebody, they said, are they crazy? Yes, we are. So the Lord anoints the whole team. The Lord bless you with full strength. Guys, it's 115 to 140.
What?
In the Philippines, okay?
Temperature.
Degrees Fahrenheit. Drink, bring something that will help you hydrate. Okay? Sleep when you can sleep. Do not hang out. Look at me. Do not just hang out. Sleep when you can sleep. Okay? You needed it. All right? The Lord anoints you. The Lord bless you. Watch for miracles. I want you to anticipate miracles to happen. Because something great is about to happen in this trip. These families are waiting for you guys. You just don't know how they are expecting you. So let the Holy Spirit, Ruach HaKodesh is whom you need right now. And he's coming. He's coming to pour his spirit upon all flesh. And that's what we've been crying out for. And let it come. Father, in the name of Jesus.
Yes, Jesus.
Let their spirit flow. Amen.
Amen. So I would say God brings us to a journey in life that really makes us humble. It was a humbling situation to take care of Sister Rose, you know, being sick in bed, to cook and try to copy your soup, Pastor Adon, and cook her favorite meal with the bitter melon with eggs. So I did a few things of those just to be able to serve her. And it was something different, but it caused us to be able to walk in submission for the purposes of God. So when the word says to be different, that means you are to be a peculiar person. So we are being called, chosen, a holy nation, and a peculiar people. So when you say peculiar, that means you're called to make, not just to be different, but to make a difference. So if you look at the title of the word today, humility makes the difference. What makes the difference of a Christian in the workplace? What makes a difference with, for a Christian to be in the neighborhood because of their walk with God? And this week you're going to study about humility. And the Bible is going to unfold you a story, very, very challenging story, which is real to all of us. And today we're just going to bring you at least three things, you know, on how humility is being experienced in a way God has promised through His Word. So first we're going to talk about the blessing of humility, number two, the freedom in humility, and number three, the healing in humility. So hang on to your seats, okay? Mike is going to carry us through this, and Patty, there you go. Okay, guys. First, you know, let's start with one of the first teaching sessions that Jesus had. You know, the Beatitude. So, Mike, would you kindly read a verse for us, for the first verse that we have for the blessings of humility?
God blesses those who are humble, for they will inherit the whole earth. Matthew 5, 5.
Well, what you can say with regard to that, man?
You know.
Here we go.
Let me get ready. So, to be honest, it's pretty interesting how it worked out, right? Because I don't think I should be speaking about humility. It's not something, it was very hard for me to understand, humility. Growing up in a very competitive, in competition all the time. I wanted to be the best at everything, like, you know, playing, whether it's basketball or whatever, I could beat the other person in Street Fighter, whatever it was. I mean, I wanted to be the best. And not that I was the best, I just wanted to be the best. But, and so, like, when Pastor asked me, he didn't really ask me, number one. He was like, no, this is what's going to happen. And so that's why we're here. And so when Pastor had asked us, I was like, are you sure, Pastor? I'm not really the person that you would speak, you would think about in humility. And then we were talking about it and how it's a training. Patty said it this morning. It's your heart posture. Mm. It's the position of your heart that that makes you humble. That you walk in humility. It's a learned thing. It's something that you see in others and that you want to emulate. There's a couple of things I wanted to say, Pastor.
Go right ahead. Right.
So God blesses those who are humble, for they will inherit the whole earth. I've been a nurse. I've been a nurse for a long time, maybe 20-something years. Mm-hmm. And I learned how to be a good nurse. You know what I mean? And because of all that experience and all that training, I don't do the simple stuff anymore. You know what I mean? I'm not expected to do all the simple stuff anymore. There's about 7 of us who do my job, and they call us. We call ourselves. we're like the SWAT team of the hospital, right? So when there's a problem, when there's something that needs to be fixed, whether it's in my department or in any other, that's when we come in and we just do it. Some of our future nurses get to have seen us and my team and kind of see how we operate, right? So I'm not expected to do like the simple tasks anymore because of seniority, because of experience and all that. But when I do show up to do the simple, the minor, the things, the cleaning, the mopping, the taking out the trash, everybody's like, wait a minute, you're supposed to be Mr. Senior Nurse, Mr. SWAT Team, Mr. this and that and the other. What are you doing mopping the floor? What are you doing taking out the trash? What are you doing saying good morning to? You know what I mean? Mm. And then our response, my response is, I'm here to serve. I'm not sure what everybody else is trying to do, but this is what I do because of what I've learned from you, right? And so that's what we've come. And then people are like, wait, that's like a learned response. No, it's not a learned. Yes, it is a learned response, but it's a learned response from my heart. So that's what we come. So going back to the verse, God blesses those who are humble, for they will inherit the whole earth. Inherit the whole earth, not just through physical means, but also inherit the earth, the earth's heart, so to speak, right? They see and people get like, wait, there's something different. Amen. There's something different about that guy. Amen.
Amen. Well, Patty, you know, you've lived with a guy, right? And you understand. And thank you for the confession. And guys, I told you there's no script to this. The reason being, we want to speak from our heart in understanding that all of us has a little thing inside our heart to be able to, you know, God carry us through some challenging situation. For us to go through this situation with Sister Rose, we've never been absent in church because somebody is sick. You know, all your life and all of that, we make sure we're in church. But wow, for the first time, what it is to know rest, what it is to know healing. So with this, we have a few verses, and when I read these verses, you know, Patty, I'd like for you to jump in to that. The next verse is that on this being having to receive blessing out of humility, not only so you can inherit the earth later when Jesus Christ come to rule as King of Kings and Lord of Lords, how about now? Some of an inheritance of God's kingdom today. When you heard the testimony of Sister Jill, what's that? That's part of the inheritance. When you heard the testimony of Priscilla today, that's part of the earthly inheritance. What happened yesterday? The testimony we had to light up the world. What was that? That was so we can inherit the earth now in lives of people, to redeem them, bring them to the Lordship of Jesus Christ. So here's the verse, Psalms 37, verse 11. But the humble of heart will inherit every promise. So it transitioned, not only inherit the earth, now you inherit the promise. Okay, your inheritance is not just the earth, but your inheritance is the promise. I guess God has a few promises, or tons of promises to you, Patty and Mike. And it says here, and enjoy abundant peace. Patty, your take. No script, guys. Understand this.
Yes, I agree that I think as we live a humble life, God just releases that... the promises over your life as you continue to serve other people.
Yes.
He just allows you to experience that peace, that no matter what's happening around you, he's in control, and he's gonna be there to help you live this life out. As we are his children, I think it's important to remember that the most important thing, that what Jesus did for us on the cross, it's something we can never do.
Amen. We are observant of the things of the Lord that is doing in our church today. And first, I want to acknowledge everybody who has served in the board. But when this church chose you to be on the board again, that spoke volumes of the seed that you both had planted, so that you are being blessed not only in your workplace at home, but at the same time to be a part of the leadership here in the church. And knowing that God gives us those opportunity of service, it challenges our humility to be able to be reflected in every way. I'd like for Sister Rose to lead. We're taking this slowly on the first part of the blessing of humility, because this was the direct teaching of Jesus when he told, blessed are those who are humble, for they will inherit the earth. Sister Rose, I'd like for you to read the verse that supports this thought on the blessing of humility.
The faithful lovers of God will inherit the earth and enjoy every promise of God's care, dwelling in peace forever. Wow. Psalms 37, verse 29.
So those that are humble are faithful lovers of God. Today you sang about, give me Jesus. You're asking, actually, give me humility. Could you associate what you sang and worshiped today? Give me Jesus. You were praying to ask God's humility to be upon you, to ask God's grace to walk humbly before him. And humility is a hard word, but it will be rewarded. It's not easy. And so we feel that God would want us, for us to be able to take a part of the character trait of who Jesus was. Today we partook communion. What was that all for? When he prayed at the Garden of Gethsemane, he submitted his will to the Father. Not my will, but thine be done. What was that? That was humility in submission to the plan and purpose of God. To be humble is intentional.
Amen.
It doesn't happen by accident. So when you come to Heights Worship Center and be a part of the family, be intentional to be a servant.
Amen.
Be intentional to be able to take a place of service to one another, because the total idea of what it is to be humble is to be able to see others ahead of you and to be able to be of service to them. Mike, go ahead, please.
Amen. So Pastor had talked about humility is a hard word, right? So at first I was like, what are you talking, Pastor? What are you talking about? It's a hard word. Like, I'm trying to figure that out. And it's, you know, I'm looking at his notes. This is what I'm looking at, just as notes. Humility is a hard word. I started to talk about how I wasn't really born with humility in mind. Growing up, very competitive. June knows I beat him all the time in Street Fighter, and he knows. But it's a hard word. It's something that we see and we learn, right? And so that's one of the examples I wanted to share, Pastor, is because, me and June have known each other for a long time. A lot thinner, a lot shorter, a lot darker and lighter. I've known June since I was in fifth grade in elementary school. He came up to me in the, we moved into this apartment building, and he goes, we were swimming in the pool, and then this is actually not part of the, this is just, let me tell you. So we were swimming in the pool, me and my family. We just moved to, from Glendale to Pico Rivera, in the green apartments. And then he goes, I'm going to say it in Tagalog, and then I'm going to say it in English. He goes, Uy, Pilipino ka? That's like saying, hey, are you Filipino? And I was like, oh, yes, I am. And then he was like, let's be friends. I bring him up. He should be up here preaching. It's about humility, man. But I have this opportunity to share about him a little bit. It's a learned trait. It's a hard word because it's something that doesn't come naturally, especially for me, right? But it's something I had to learn to be in humility.
Hallelujah.
so that I can be in worship in what I do. Right? I mean, that's what it is. Why be humble? Because I want to serve God. Why this hard word of humility, which is against everything that we want to be, especially now in our culture, right? We want to be, take care of me first, take care, love first, and then everything else will follow. Do what you do, boo. You know what I mean? It's like, no, man, it's humility is about putting others before you first. I was talking about June because that's who I learned it from.
Amen.
Big surprise. That's my bestie, man. That's who I learned it from. That's who I learned it from. That's one of my besties back there, too.
Yes.
That's who I learned it from. That's how I know, of course, you, Pastor. I've seen
Glory
it.
Glory to God. Glory Amen. To God.
But that's who I can relate to, and that's who I spend a lot of time with, you know. And he puts other people before himself. Why, June? We could be doing this other thing. We could be like doing this better. Why are we serving others? Because he wants to. He was showing me how to worship God in that way. He was showing me that's how right. to be humble Amen. And True. Serve others in that way.
Yes.
And that's how I learned to be humble and serve others in that way so that we can be in worship. Amen.
Hallelujah. So in this verse, it says there is a blessing that awaits the humble. How many of you want your blessing? That means you're ready and willing to be humble. Come on, keep your hands raised. Jesus, I pray that you give us opportunity, not just so we can be humble, not just so we can serve others, but reflect the glory of your humility. Thank you for calling us to be different. Thank you for calling us to be peculiar. And with that difference, people will be attracted to you, Jesus. Amen. We have the power to point them to Jesus, our Savior and Lord. For this we pray. We give you thanks in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen. Second, freedom in humility. Sister Rose, I'd like for you again to read the verse, please.
Be free from pride-filled opinions, for they will only harm your cherished unity. Don't allow self-promotion to hide in your hearts, but in authentic humility, put others first and view others as more important than yourselves. Philippians 2:3.
All right. God wants to set us free. This verse helps us to understand that there are many culprits who like to creep in into our character, into our attitude, to rob us of the blessing that humility brings. But to be free from that, this scripture begins to take us on how, as Mike shared, to view others differently, to be able to see them, to see others through the eyes of Jesus. And the authenticity of our humility is to be able to see that they are also loved by God, redeemed by the Lord, and that they are important to his eyes. To see the importance of others in your own eyes doesn't happen.
Right.
No, it cannot happen. But if you want to see the importance of others, right, you have to see it in the eyes of Jesus. They need Jesus. They need to be restored. They need to be healed. They need to be a part of this wonderful family. Maybe right. they're already Christian, but they don't belong to a meaningful family of household of faith, but we are there to tell them that they needed that. I had a few scriptures, Patty, I want for you to be able to read the scripture that follows that in Romans chapter 15, verse 1 and 2, please.
Okay. Now, those who are mature in their faith can easily be recognized, for they don't live to please themselves, but have learned to patiently embrace others in their immaturity. Our goal must be to empower others to do what is right and good for them, and to bring them into spiritual maturity. Romans 15, 1 and 2.
Now here, Mike, this is a good conversation. Yeah. Look at this verse. I'd like to put out the verse again so you can put it on the screen. Romans 15, verse 1 and 2. Now, there's that big line that says that patiently embrace others. What?
In their immaturity.
Come on. What can you say that? Another challenging thought, right?
Oh, goodness, absolutely.
Wow.
I mean, I'm speechless because it's, I've been on the other side. I've been a lot in receiving the patiently waiting. I've been the one who has received a lot of that, mature in their faith. For they don't live to please others. Patiently embracing others in their immaturity. I've been embraced a lot because of my immaturity. But I thank God that that he has a plan. He has a plan for each of us.
Yes.
That one day, man, you're going to be talking about humility up here and the patience and the what you've received, you're going to be imparting. I want to share one more thing, Pastor. I wanted to share on how I started to be a nurse. I was trying to figure out early in my Christian life what I wanted to be. I was kind of finishing up with my school, with general ed, and me and June would talk a lot about, okay, what should we do next? What are we gonna do? And I waited on God. I waited on, you know, you said that you would speak to me and you would lead me. God, I'm going to wait for you and wait for your word. And I'm not going to move until you say it, right? And then so it was the old times in Bellflower when we would meet on Friday nights. A lot of you don't remember that part, but we would meet on Friday nights for youth group.
Yeah.
And June was the youth leader and our youth pastor, and he was preaching one more time. I'm telling you, June, you should have a seat right here. I'm going to talk about you a lot. June was preaching, and he was preaching about when Jesus reinstated Peter, Pastor.
Wow.
He was preaching, and Simon Peter had just denied Jesus, and he came back. And he said, Simon, son of John, do you love me more than these? Yes, Lord, he said. You know that I love you. And Jesus said, feed my lamb. Again, Jesus said, Simon, son of John, do you love me? And then Peter answered, yes, Lord, you know that I love you. Jesus said, then take care of my sheep. Peter was hurt because Jesus asked him the third time, do you love me? He said, Lord, you know all these things. You know that I love you. And then Jesus said, feed my sheep. That's the verse that June was talking about and he was preaching about. And at that time, that's when I heard it as loud as I can. That, Mike, I want you to be a nurse. And I'm like, God, wow. I hate being a nurse. God, I don't like the thought of being a nurse. I hated every part of the concept of being a nurse. Pastor, I hated it. I didn't like it. But it was so loud in my mind, in my ears, in my heart, that God wanted me to be a nurse, even though I didn't want to. I said, okay, well, I'm going to feed your sheep.
Come on.
That's what you want me to do? I'll feed your sheep.
Yes.
Okay. So I go to school, right? I go to school and I start doing all these studies. And you know, it's like you put your head down and you just do all the things that you have to do to finish whatever it is you're doing, right? So I was going to school working hard at school and trying to figure out until the last semester. I was like, God, I'm almost done.
I hate being a nurse. I hate cleaning up after people. They're, you know, I hate cleaning up after people. I can't even, no, I don't like it. And I really don't like it. And I was like, mad at God. I was thinking, like, why is it that you wanted me to feed your sheep this way? Uh-huh. Like, why is it that you called me to this? Short time after, about me, like, you know, being a little kid and, you know, God, I don't like this. God, why is it you led me here? My instructor said, hey, you know, I hear you talking about your cars and, you know, fixing up your cars and doing this to your bikes and doing all kinds of things. I think you'll like OR nursing. I think you would like the operating room. They use the same tools and things like that. It's just,
wow.
It's just sterile. You know what I mean?
Are you kidding?
And I was like, man, I hated, and I know that hate is a strong word and we don't like to use it, but man, I hated my rotation in OR nursing. He said, you know, the anesthesiologist, I work with all these guys, right? The anesthesiologist said, go stand in the corner and don't say anything. Just watch. And I was like, okay. And I was like, you know, looking for a little help from the nurse who was proctoring me or giving me a rotation. And then she was like, yeah, he's right. Just stand in the corner. Don't touch anything. I'm like, oh, man, I hate this place. Never. So I said, okay, I told my professor, hey, it's going to be free money. It's like I'm going to school again, but I'm going to be getting paid. So as soon as I started, man, I started crying out to God and apologizing because I completely love what I do.
Wow.
And God knew exactly
Amen.
Who I was and waited till I was broken and stomping and upset and be like, hey, man, I have a plan for you, son.
Hallelujah.
I have a plan for you, but as long as you keep your eye about feeding my sheep,
wow. Hallelujah!
Like he's gonna put you and he's gonna use
Hallelujah.
You, and that's something I want to share to the young adults who's making that. Wait on God, and make sure that you have a word from God that this is what you're supposed to do. Hey, mine is in nursing, mine is in the operating room, but yours could be something else too, right? But the focus of that whole story was because I wanted to follow in what God had directed me to, guided me to, right? And that in itself is the humility. Amen.
Amen. Any thought, Patty, along those lines? Go ahead, please.
I agree, because I know Mike did not want to be a nurse. It was like, you know, very stereotypical Filipino job type thing that he was like, no, thank you. So it was rough for him to keep going forward in that. But I know, you know, sometimes as we go through life and we go through our experiences, it's amazing how God will allow, you know, what the enemy throws in our track to actually put us on track to what he had already visioned for our lives and, you know, in the abundance that he has for us. And I just thank God that he doesn't give up on us even when we're spoiled brats and we don't want to do, you know, the things that he's called us to do. And even though, you know, the path doesn't look straight like we planned it and it's kind of curvy and round, he can still take us where we're at and in our humility plot us along to learn the things that we need to learn to ultimately be in the place that we need to be so that we can continue to bless and serve other people the way that he wants us to as his children. Amen. You know, when we see that and we like you said, Pastor, when we look at other people the way that God sees them and sees like how much God loves them, like we can't stand that person. It's like, oh, I have to spend time with them. Oh, I have to work with them this week. Or, oh.
Bro, I can hear you.
Lord, I need help because this guy is just like, what in the world?
I can still hear you. Right here.
God knows that, you know, we can get through this, and he gives us the strength to see the people around us with love and compassion that we can, what is it? Wait while they mature. I'm getting off topic. No, so that we can, see other people. And I just want to encourage us all to just be mindful of God's vision of other people so that we can stay focused on that. And even as we, you know, are around our friends and family that we might get annoyed with, we have to remember God loves them, and God has a plan for each of us to be a part of his family. So what can we speak to them to encourage them and not bring them down? And it's just so important, the power of our words, how we can build others up in you know, the time that we have with them.
Amen. Go ahead, Mike.
So I'm going to read the verse, our topic verse again. Be free from pride-filled opinions, for they will only harm your cherished unity. Don't allow self-promotion to hide in your hearts, but in authentic humility, put others first and view others as more important as yourself. That's found in Philippians 2:3. Patty, can you share about your experience recently with Bailey? Putting others first.
Okay. So I like to go for walks with my dog, Bailey. And usually we walk the first half and then we run home. So we were on the run home part. But she didn't want to. There was a man that was older, and he was in his walker. And as we were coming down, we're starting to go faster. He was hacking away, and I was like, uh-oh, is he okay? And so Bailey kind of looked at him like, is he okay? She like looked at me. Maybe we should go over there. But he was blocking the sidewalks. So I was like, okay, he's fine. He stopped. And then we were walking, and then we like passed him one house, and then she just sat. And I'm like, come on, Bailey, let's go. And then she just looked at me, and then she looked at the man. And by now, he got up and he started walking down the street. And so then he's going slowly, and we're walking, and then she stopped again, and I'm like, what's going on? Why are you going slow? I know she likes to explore these houses. Usually we're like way down there by now, but she was watching that man. I really felt at one point that it was like God reminded me, you know, we need to be mindful of others around us. And she's just like, we even crossed the street to where he was, and she like went around him and smelled him, just looked at him, and then smelled around, and he just kept walking. And all the way until he went to his house, inside his house, she was like, okay, and we can go. But it just reminded me that, you know, God reminds us we need to be mindful of other people around us. Even, you know, in our daily going, you know, I was like, oh, thank you, Lord. We can see people in our community that might need our help. We're there for them. And then it's just, you never know who might need your help wherever you're at. So just again, just reminding you to have the lens of God on other people that you're around.
And so we were talking about that this morning, and that's what brought up, you know, another conversation of, well, we need to be teaching our kids, all of our kids in general, about humility and putting others first. Because, you know, in our society now, like I said before, we're talking about how putting yourself first and what's doing best for yourself and what's most comfortable for you and what feels good for you is what it should be done. But by being, when we put others first, as I said earlier, it's our worship. It's our worship unto God, right? And so that's something that continues to stick with me, and it's a learned trait. So for our children, we should demonstrate. For others, we should demonstrate. What's different about you? What's different about us? What makes us who we are, right? It's putting others first and showing the love of Christ that way. Amen.
Amen. That is the beauty of sharing your stories like this, because we know where the rubber meets the road, so to speak, in regular lives of people. And maybe you can connect and identify yourselves in those different settings. Maybe, as you said, Mike, we were before at the receiving end.
Yeah.
Now it's our turn to be at the giving end. And that's why God has chosen us to be different. Amen. One more time. That's why God has chosen us to be different, because before we were at the receiving end. Now, this time, we will be at the giving end of what we have received, being embraced in our lack, in our immaturity, being childish, you know. And now that the Lord has grown us little by little, so then we can move up to the greater things. As even as we close today, what it is to understand that there is healing in humility. This time, I'm taking the verse. I'd like for your sister Rose to be ready to read 2 Chronicles chapter 7, verse 14. The reason being, I brought this because America needs healing. If we as a church is experiencing healing, not just as individuals, okay? As a church, we have experienced healing. Much more nations in the world is waiting for their healing, for their deliverance. And this is talking about not the people outside of the church. This verse talks about us, the people of the Lord. Go ahead, Sister Rose.
Before I would share the verse, I was waiting for the time to share what I saw this morning. I would like to encourage everybody. I don't know if you saw what I saw. In our worship, and I'm looking at you, baby. Thank you for your heart. Jesus was standing right here in his white robe with open arms, smiling at everybody, looking to and fro, and telling you, I love you.
Hallelujah.
I came up here and I was looking. I said, I wanted to see who is not serving the Lord in this church. And I found no one. We got to be ready. Jesus is wanting to use everybody to give him glory.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
You will see this church that you have no room for yourself to sit down.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
We have seen this before, and we will see it again. It's time, my brothers and sisters, it's time. We often hear this, he's coming very soon. And we haven't seen what he is going to do in the last days. Let's get ready. Let's get ready. We have prayed over this church for so many years, and God is going to do what he had planned from the very beginning to this church. Be open. This subject is not just a subject. The Lord is preparing each one of us for an anointing that we have not yet received before.
Hallelujah.
And you cannot deny it anymore. It is in you. It is in you. You'll be amazed. It's going to come out, especially on the team that is leaving. When somebody saw your schedule, that somebody said, will they breathe? Your schedule is very hectic. And if you saw it, it's praise and worship at the beginning, and it's praise and worship at the end. Watch it. We have seen this before. And this is the end times. The Lord said he's going to do something greater on the end times. Watch and pray. Watch and pray, team. The anointing shall flow. I wish I can tell you what I have already seen. Well, let me tell you a bit. I've seen you in Davao. I've seen you in Cebu. I've seen you in Tagaytay. I've seen you in Maragondon. And I've seen you in Bataan. What a privilege, family. Receive the anointing. Watch and pray so that you will not enter into temptation of being lax. No, you have no time for that. This is a very few days. God is going to give you all the strength you needed.
Hallelujah. Yes, we receive, Lord.
All his presence is ready. When I saw him this morning, his arms were open wide in all his smiles to all of us this morning. He was so pleased with your worship, baby. He was so pleased with your worship. Thank you for leading us this morning. Family, God saw your heart. God saw your heart. We are ready for something great. So this verse is a very strong verse. Most of you have memorized this verse, 2 Chronicles 7:14. If my people, and it's even a song, if my people who are called by my name shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven and forgive their sins and heal their land. Lord, we just thank you. Just thank you, Father. Heal America, Lord. Heal the Philippines. Heal Israel. I'd like you to close your eyes and I'd like you to watch through the Spirit. The nails on his hands was paid for that. The crown of thorns on his head paid for that. The nails on his feet paid for that. The wound on his side paid for that. All he asked, if my people shall humble themselves and pray. We are his people.
Hallelujah.
And it's not so easy to stand in behalf of the world. I tell you, it was not easy for the last 2 weeks. Actually, it was a month for me. But, the resurrection power is upon all of us. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'd like you to give God the glory for his resurrection power. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Worship team, would you please come up and join us here? I believe that this coming Saturday, as Pastor Don has made the announcement, we're going to continue in this mode. All right. Not minding time. No, there's another service that follows. What happened when we were in New York, one of those days, I was preaching for the Sunday service, and there was a continuation of the work of the Holy Spirit that he connected to 2 o'clock to the next service of another church. So should that happen, don't be mindful. We will be able to talk to our Hispanic brothers, you know, on how to connect service to service, what it is to pass on the anointing and the baton for them, you know, to be able to do that. But I believe that there is something that the Lord wants to bring us as a whole body. For what God has in store for this Saturday already, setting the tone for what it is to seek the face of the Lord, in knowing that when we humble ourselves, we are not only to receive the blessing, we're not only to receive the freedom, but we're receiving wholeness as a people of God, if we, his people, will humble ourselves. And for that reason, if there's anything in your life that needed to be dealt with, that needed to be mended, or something that you are asking God for, maybe the key to that is reflecting on the word that you have received today. Finding means and ways how the Holy Spirit can lead you into a walk of humility. And humility is actually just surrender. Did I say that lightly? You know, but we say it all the time, right? Sure. Surrender. Well, you're not surrendering to the other person. No. When you express humility to be able to consider the weak way ahead or the immature way ahead of you or embrace them, you're not surrendering to them. You're surrendering to the call of God in your life on their behalf. You don't become inferior. I said that word inferior purposely so that God can exalt you. What is the verse? That if you know what it is to humble yourself before the Lord, God will lift you up.
Who doesn't want to be lifted, my Lord? You feel you're so down and down? God will lift you up. Who doesn't need the lifting up of the Lord? God will lift you up. So in this whole business of humility, God wants to lift you up. Because that's the only way God would want to be able to bring us the purposes. Whatever song you have pastored on, that the Lord puts upon your heart at this time, I'm just going to lead out in a simple prayer. But I felt that when after Pastor Don takes on and lead us into a song, I need for you to notice something. That there is a connectivity to this service this morning. Why we all show up on Saturday at 5. Because I felt God has to reveal many things to us of what He is concerned for in His heart. And bringing us to a new walk in the Lord Jesus Christ, okay? Bow your heads with me in the word of prayer. Jesus, thank you so much for bringing us to a walk of humility. This might be a walk through the valley of the shadow of death. This might be a walk to our Gethsemane. This might be a walk through a challenging Jordan or Red Sea crossing. This might be a walk through Golgotha or Calvary. This might be a walk through the different testing and situation in our life. And yet, Lord, we want to capture your heart that you can bring us to our knees, that you can bring us to total surrender, that you can bring us to total submission who you are, that when we humble ourselves, seek your face, and turn from our wicked ways, turn from our selfish ways, turn from the ways that we have set for ourselves, Lord, then you will hear from heaven. Then there will be an open heaven. Then there will be an outpouring of heaven that He would want to do into our lives. That right now, you will heal America. You will heal our city. You will heal our home. You will heal our school, our colleges, our universities. You will heal, Lord, our community. Bring wholeness and healing even to the division of churches and different people in this land. Say these words aloud with me. Dear Lord Jesus.
Lord Jesus,
on bended knees
of submission
and surrender
we humble ourselves
that we can follow you
to carry the burden
to carry the cross
to carry the message of salvation
so others will know that you are our Lord and Savior, the hope of the world today.
Forgive us of our neglect of humility.
I ask you now by the power of the Holy Spirit,
that you make us willing
to walk with you in humility, surrender, submission to your will and purpose in our lives. Now, Lord, I'm ready for my freedom. Now, Lord, I'm ready for my healing.
Amen.
I glorify your name.
In Jesus' name I pray.
Amen.
Thanks for listening to our podcast. Like us on Facebook, follow us on Instagram, and subscribe to our YouTube channel. Visit us in person or online at hwcim.org.